Commissioners, for Monday, August 14, 2017, second floor of the Brooks County Courtroom, Courthouse. This is an open meeting. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call.
Gloria Garza, County Commissioner, Precinct 1.
Vincent Vargas, County Commissioner, Precinct 2.
Armando Olivares, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Tony Martinez, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 4.
Brooks County Judge Imelda Barrera, one with the Clerk's Office and the Auditor's Office. At this time, line item 1, any public comments? Open to the public with limits as indicated above. Okay. Now, line item 2, discuss and approve to rescind line item 26, discussion of the Brooks County budget for fiscal year 2017-2018 and other related budgetary items due to non-practical decisions. And do I have a motion to rescind that?
Motion.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
For what?
For line item 1.
2.
I'm sorry, 2, yes. No motion? Motion dies. Do I have a motion for no action? I don't need a motion for that. All right, so no action on line item 2. Discussion, then I can go to 3. Line item 4, discuss and approve to rescind line item 20. Discuss, consider, and act on tax rate. If proposed tax rate will exceed the rollback rate or the effective tax rate, whichever is lower, take record vote and schedule public hearings. Do I have a motion to rescind? Any discussion?
Judge, you're number 4?
Yes.
Okay. No action on number 4, Judge.
No action?
No action.
On number 4. All right. Line item 3, discussion of the Brooks County budget for fiscal year 2017-2018 and other related budgetary items. Any comments, suggestions, recommendations? Do you want to review anything, or also no action?
Let's wait for the tax assessor. I think she wanted to...
Do you want to come up?
Made a comment on...
We have Beto's letter to...
I know I'm here again, but we're the only ones that are getting extra duties, and it's a lot of duties, and we are asking for an increase in pay. If not, consider go ahead and getting a contract.
For the lawns?
For the lawns, yes, ma'am. And we'll continue doing what we're doing right now.
I know that we have budget 2 individuals. I believe it was 2 full-timers and 1 part-timer.
Yes, sir.
One part-time, right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, if you're not willing to do the job, and then we go out for a contract, we're going to just help you with 1 full-time.
Okay.
So it's going to be total of 3, yourself, Mr. Huerta, and 1 full-time, sir.
Okay.
And we'll contract out the lawn service.
Yes.
We'll have to go out for bid.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, where's Terry at? So then if line item 2 and 4, there was no action, then what's the point? everything stays the same as of, when was it, last Thursday? So everything will remain the same, whatever was said, correct?
I believe the last meeting that we had, it was reference to a 5% across the board.
Then it holds.
And that passed.
Okay, well, it holds because we, y'all have decided not to rescind anything, so we can just look at, y'all went at 5% also for a tax increase.
The tax
increase. The only thing we can do today is just discuss anything other than what was discussed on that day.
The tax rate, I believe the handouts that Ms. Silva handed out to us, it was a 4 cents. Am I right, Ms. Petroli?
Yes, but if y'all give the 5% that y'all wanted, that you discussed Friday, then it would have to be a 5 cent increase.
Right.
Yes. So does she have figures for that?
Let's just wait for her to see where we're at before we proceed with line item number 3.
Let me give you all an update on that grant that we discussed on Thursday in reference to the easement. We still have not been able to get that signature, so that means if we don't get that signature on that easement, we're probably looking back at paying that grant. And I don't know, so just to let y'all know. I've called, I've texted, I've made home visits. That was a grant that was written back in 2013.
Mm-hmm. Judge.
Yes.
On Beto's duties and buildings, what Dante and himself do every week, 5 days a week, we need to just clarify what he's going to be doing, and then we need to get the duties of the contractor, what he's going to do as well.
Who supervises Mr. Moniz?
Excuse me?
Who supervises him?
Supervise who?
Beto.
I do.
Okay, I think that you should write up duties for him.
No, I'm just bringing it to the court.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is they should bring it to the court. If you're going to write up, if you want him to be specific on his duties, write up duties, present them to the court, and if approved, they're in place.
Beto, I will sit with you, see what building you do, and I can bring it back to the board, because I know we're going to contract out, so long as 8 buildings. Right? Right. I'm good with you. Thank you, sir.
5%, not, not a big deal.
That's what we voted, I have a vote.
What did you want Terry to answer?
He has some questions for you. Commissioner.
Terry.
Yes.
On this section 26.5 of your property tax code. Okay. In your, this handout that you gave us on, I think it was on Thursday or on Tuesday. I don't recall. But anyway, 4 cents, it would be about 89 cents if you, if we go this route.
No, 89 cents is your effective rate.
Okay. So then, okay. And then, so number 12, then it's going to be 093 then.
Yes, that's the four proposed. Yes, that's the 4 cents.
So, my question to you, I don't know if the court decides to go with 4 cents or 5 cents. If we go with 5 cents, all this is going to change to different numbers. And,
yes.
Okay.
Didn't we take action on 5 cents?
Yes.
We took action on 5 cents.
Because we took action 4 cents on that day, or we didn't take no?
Five.
Five.
Actually, it was 4 cents, but towards the, correct me if I'm wrong, August, towards the end, it changed because you all added more, so I believe it was 5 cents. It was going to have to be 5 cents.
I'll talk about giving a 5 cent increase, which would be a 5 cent rate.
Okay. All right. So, right now, we don't have those numbers in front of us with a 5 cent.
No.
Okay. Until
we. No, because this was just going off of 4 cents, so you, what we were going to propose. So I would need to go back and change it to 5 cents. I can go downstairs and y'all can look at it with the 5 cents if you all want.
Would you mind doing it?
Mm-hmm. Well, the only thing is about that is I need to know exactly how much money is going to be needed with the 5 cents, and I believe you haven't, have you, you haven't been able to work on that? We haven't, I mean, August hasn't been able to do any of that, so we won't know until he works on the budget for the 5 cents.
But wait, we can take the 89 cents, which would be effective at 5 cents.
Five,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
94.
With 94?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was sent in place on Thursday under section 152.013, procedure for setting amounts for elected officers. A, each year the commissioner's court shall set the salary, expenses, and other allowances or commissioner's court shall set the items at a regular meeting of the court during the regular budget hearing and adoption proceedings. Before the 10th day, before the date of the meeting, the commissioner's court must publish in a newspaper of general circulation in the county a notice of any salaries, expense, or allowances that are proposed to be increased, and the amount of the proposed increase before filling the annual budget with the county clerk. The commissioner's court shall give written notice to each elected county and precinct officer of the officer's salary and personal expense. So, since we're going to be doing increases, we've got to submit that to the newspaper so the people, the citizens of Brooks County will know what we're doing. Just to let you all know, I'm sure you know that. But just to remind you. Anything else? Everything will remain the same?
Do you want me to go work on the worksheets and change it so you can look at that?
Okay, just for us to be in the same page, we have the property taxes that, you know, that we need to work on, and then we have the effective tax rate, and then we have the effective MO tax rate, and then your rollback, right?
Yes.
Except the debt stays the same.
Yes, that we can change.
Okay. So on the road and bridge, the tax rate is going to stay the same, August? Or else is it going to go up, sir? Who can answer that for me?
Well, the proposal we brought before the court was that the amount of money that we budgeted for revenue and expenditures was that actually what?
Right, which was .134620, which is actually the effective. We didn't even mess with the road and bridge tax rate.
So then you guys are saying that it's going to stay as that tax rate
for the road and bridge.
The road and bridge.
Yes.
Okay. How about the farm market, or what is it? The farm to market.
Yes. That one we did change. We lowered it a little bit, and
how
we
much?
Lowered. I think it was like 0.0023%.
Yeah, it wasn't very much.
Do you have the numbers that you can share that with us? You know, see, I just want you guys to break it down for us. What, like, how we can be on the same page. What we're doing is going to stay the way the tax rate is going to be. If we're going to go 5 cents, let's just do it from 5 cents all the way down to your rollback. Some time, Terry?
Yes, please. Sorry.
Sure.
Just, we can recess for what? How long do you need?
About 10 minutes.
Okay.
Let's go 15.
All right.
It is 10:17. What's today?
August 14, 2017, 10:36 a.m. Let's go ahead and begin. All right. What was the last question?
I'm trying to think what it was.
What was your last question, Tony? I know you asked.
I asked.
Because we didn't mess with the road and bridge tax rate.
Right.
That stayed the same.
Yes.
So we took from the farm to market flood control, which what we took from there. Well, let me tell you first what it was before I tell you what we took. Okay, it was before it was .088592, and we took .003592 and we added that to the M&O rate.
Okay. And that's number 16, right?
What do you mean, number 16? Oh.
Wait, in the bottom. I'm looking at your section 26.05. That 820.8200. That's what you're looking at, right?
No, this new one, that's off of the 5 cents. You need to look at your old packet.
Right.
So that's what we added to the general fund. So that left us at .085000 with the farm market. So, what other question did you have?
That's it, Joe?
Okay.
Anything else?
Do you understand the difference from the effective and your proposed rate?
What? I know that I'm looking at my budget from last year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going through the tax rate and the effective tax rate from 2015, 2016, and then 2016 and 2017. 2015 and 2016. And so I'll just I'm comparing how much we have gone down or up.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
You're comparing the rates from past years to this year?
Right.
Okay. So the new worksheets I gave you are based on the 5 cents. So of course, now the general fund, instead of it being 0.59044, it's 0.600404, and that's what the added 0.003. So I'm look at the second page, and you're still, the taxpayers are still saving $172.65. Any other questions?
Any other questions, comments?
If y'all don't know what is the MO, is the maintenance operation. If you guys don't know that, Mr. Vargas, Mr. Olivares, okay? That's what it means. When you see it, MO, because I know that we've been talking about MO, so that's what it means, maintenance and operation, just for your information. Go ahead, sir, continue.
Okay, so, I mean, if y'all want to look at the worksheets, because from the last, y'all said at the last meeting, we would have to go up 5 cents, so this is what we're looking at. But of course, August has to go back and look at all the numbers when he puts in the new changes.
All right.
Okay.
Very good.
Any further questions?
No, no, Judge.
All right, do I have a motion to approve? It was line item 3?
Right here.
I'm sorry? Oh, is this discussion? I'm sorry. Never mind. We did 4, no action on that. So line item 5, discuss, consider an act on tax rate, which is the same one. So I don't think that we should take action on that one either because it wasn't rescinded. So no action on that. Okay. Line item 6, discuss and possibly approve increasing salaries. That's already been talked about on Thursday, unless there's something other that needs to change. We can discuss it right now. If not, let's go ahead and approve. Do you have a motion to approve?
Any comment, Mr. Pacioli?
Just to clarify, that was 5 cents
possible. In actuality, we probably don't even need to do that because nothing else, we didn't rescind anything, so it still stands. So no action on line item 6. So do I have a motion to adjourn?
Right.
Motion by Olivares, second.
Right here.
Second by Martinez, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.